painful woke cycle drama is destroying the decadent West, warns Tory party chairman. By Kurt Sindelka on February 15, 2022. The painful woke psychodrama that seeks decadent aims such as decolonizing math is serving to undermine the West in its struggle against authoritarian countries such as communist China and Russia, the UK Conservative Party chairman has claimed. In a speech delivered to the Conservative Heritage Foundation think tank on Monday, Oliver Dowden MP, who now chairs the Tory party after serving as the government's culture secretary, warned that woke ideology is threatening the foundations of Western civilization at a time of international strife. Warning that wokeism has spread everywhere, Dowden said for The Guardian, it goes by many names. In Britain, its adherents sometimes describe themselves as social justice warriors. They claim to be woke, awakened to the so-called truths of our societies. But wherever they are found, they pursue a common policy inimical to freedom. The US and the UK may certainly be very different societies. But we are joined by the same fundamental values. Neither of us can afford the luxury of indulging in this painful woke psychodrama. Too many people have already fallen for the dismal argument that standing up for freedom is reactionary or that somehow it's kind or virtuous to submit to these self-righteous dogmas. Well, it plainly is not. Amid the increasing influence of social media, the spreading of such ideas has become much easier across the pond. Indeed, just days after the death of George Floyd in America, Black Lives Matter activists took to the streets of Britain, despite the UK having no connection to the killing. The protests saw BLM radicals vandalize and even tear down statues throughout the nation, including statues honoring Sir Winston Churchill, Queen Victoria, Edward Colston, and even Britain's National War Memorial, the Cenotaph. In response to the protests, various charities, museums, and educational institutions in the UK caved under pressure and adopted more leftist rhetoric and agendas. It's in our universities, but also in our schools. In government bodies, but also in corporations. In social science faculties, but also in the hard sciences, Oliver Dowden said. But I tell you, it is a dangerous form of decadence. Just when our attention should be focused on external foes, we seem to have entered this period of extreme introspection and self-criticism. Despite Britain having been governed by the Conservative Party for over a decade, woke ideology, ranging from leftist ideas on gender and tenets of critical race theory, CRT, have infiltrated large swaths of the British establishment. For example, in November it was reported that bureaucrats in the government's civil service were being advised to read texts on white privilege from far-left American authors such as Ibram X. Kendi and Robin DiAngelo. Even elected members of parliament have been subjected to so-called unconscious bias training. One MP who refused to attend the indoctrination lessons, Ben Bradley, told Breitbart in 2020, "We all have our own opinions based on our experiences and background and beliefs. We're individuals and that's the way it should be." However, Bradley noted at the time that wokeism has extended throughout the so-called Conservative Party, saying, "I've been told off in the Westminster tea room for referring to my wife because that's possessive. By a Conservative MP, actually. But that's the state of the world." The Tory party chairman warned that while it is in a global struggle against China and Russia, the West is obsessing over pronouns or trying to decolonize maths. Rogue states are seeking to challenge the international order. And at the precise point when our resolve ought to be strongest, a pernicious new ideology is sweeping our societies, he warned. Far-left teachers' unions have been pushing the way for woke ideology to creep into British schools, with National Education Union, NEU, conducting activist training sessions for teachers in order to make white privilege and colonialism visible in schools. The NOI has also called for toddlers to be taught of the supposed evils of white privilege in order to develop anti-racist views within the minds of children. More recently, the government has reportedly launched an investigation into the Brighton and Hove Council amid revelations that teachers were being schooled on racial literacy, in which they were told that young children benefit from white privilege. A local councillor even admitted that following a BLM-inspired petition, schools have been teaching CRT for over a year. Oliver Dowden said that the West has become obsessed by what divides us rather than what unites us. It really does threaten to sap our societies of their own self-confidence. Just when we should be showcasing the vitality of our values, and the strength of democratic societies. We seem to be willing to abandon those values for the sake of appeasing this new groupthink. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.